Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Devin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing great, good. Thank you. I've always wondered, I always ask guys this, are you traditionally a Sunday at one football guy, or do you like the Monday night where the whole spotlight is on your team and your game?
No, give me that Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's the type of guy I am.
What about, you've been to Buffalo now many, many times. You've seen the fans there throw interesting items onto the field. You've seen some different things, I'm sure, on your way to the stadium. How do the Buffalo Bills fans compare to some of the others around the league?
Oh, they get it going. I think we've played in a late game since I've been here where, you know, we get there and there's a bunch of Patriots fans there already. It's not like that when we go to Buffalo. To me, it kind of has that college atmosphere when you play your rival and everyone in the stadium hates you. That's always that feeling I get as soon as we ride into Buffalo. So they'll be juiced up Monday Night Football. Us coming there, they'll be having a lot of energy to get their team and try to help them win.
Rob Ninkovich told me he actually rooted to have a bus without tinted windows so that he could gesture back to some of them. And I asked him if he got mooned before, and he said, yeah, even frontal moons sometimes.
Rob Ninkovich, he's a tough guy on the bus. He wants no tint, huh?
Devin, go back to – yeah, go ahead.
He didn't say he wanted to get off the bus, though?
He didn't mention that.
No. That was not on there. Going back to last week against Chicago, the play, the game ends on a Hail Mary. What are you guys taught in that situation, and how often do you go over that specific play in practice?
Just kind of boxing out, but it's a play that we do. I would say we talk about it every week, and we've probably done it a good five or six times. So it's a play that we talk about a good amount, and I would say Sunday we didn't execute it perfectly, but we did it well enough not to get, you know, not to let them score. But we came in and there's some things that we could do better on that, so we don't even have to, you know, be in a fight on the 1 yard line to keep a guy out of the end zone.
Now, Josh Gordon said, I was trying to grab it. Other guys were trying to grab it. Aren't you coached to not grab it, just knock it down?
Yeah. Well, no, when Josh comes in, we want him to go get the ball, you know, catch it, knock it down. You know, do what he has to do. You know, I think that's the thing of having a guy like that in there for a reason. We don't want to, you know, tell him too much to do. He knows how to go attack the football, and that's what he's in there. And then the rest of us is try to make sure our guy doesn't catch it.
Now, you guys are obviously on a four-game winning streak, but over the last 10 quarters, you've given up a bunch of points. How are you feeling about the defense overall right now?
We got to get better. We got to give up less points. I think that's something we talk about all the time. At the end of the day, it always comes down to how many points we're giving up. So even on the win streak, you know, we've been focusing on that and talking about that. And it's easier to do it, you know, winning games, but it's something that we know, obviously, we got to get better at.
I think I've seen a video in which I believe you were one of the Patriots players who wished the Red Sox well. Do you guys keep track of this World Series run that the Red Sox are on right now?
Yeah, I've been watching some of the game. You know, sometimes it gets a little late, so I don't finish the game. But I think a lot of the guys have been keeping track. It's just cool to be a part of this city and the winning that goes on, you know, not just here, but throughout all the different sports here. So between them, the Celtics, the Bruins, it's been awesome just to be a part of it.
Now, the Buffalo offense has not been very good this year. They've scored the fewest amount of points in the league. I know every week, you know, you're in the NFL, you got to be motivated. But just a couple of weeks ago, going up against Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs offense, you know, even Mitchell Trubisky had 9 touchdowns in the 2 weeks prior to facing you guys. How do you stay as motivated for an offense like this?
Well, I think easy. We turned on this film from last year. You know, you watch our games. It was a grinded out game against them. They're a team that knows how to play us well. We're playing twice a year. And then we're going on the road somewhere we haven't really been good at all year. So I think that's really been our focus of continuing to improve. and understanding the type of team we're going against. You know, they're going to try to grind it out, run the football, make some big plays, and I think we got to be prepared for that.
Back to the last play of the Chicago game, Daron Harmon gets a lot of deserved credit for the pop that he put on the wide receiver. Underrated, I thought, was your brother Jason, who had him around the waist and was just tugging him away from that goal line.
Yeah, I mean, it was them two that started it, and then everybody else joining in. And then you saw them trying to do the same thing, pushing the ball forward. So, you know, that's what this game is. I think everyone's trying to give everything they have and try to get a win. And I think that's what you saw, you know, all the way down to the last play of the game.
And speaking of your brother, congratulations, Devin, to you and to him, both named the Week 7 NFLPA Community MVPs for raising more than $200,000 at your Tackle Sickle Cell Casino Night. So congrats on that. Well, how was the event?
I appreciate it. It was awesome. You know, we had a couple get engaged. Guy that had been coming to the Sickle Cell event for a year, he had sickle cell. So it was awesome night just to raise money and see people's lives change right in front of you. We had a great time.
You guys are always, within the team, always pretty good about teammates supporting other teammates' causes, right?
Yeah, guys always do that to support and help guys out to raise money. And I mean, I think guys do anything for a good cause, and it's been good being a part of this team and building my Tackle Sickle Cell campaign.
Devin, congratulations on that, on the win last week. We look forward to watching you play on Monday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.